You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
At this time, I would like to ask a question, and whoever gets the right answer will get a prize. How's that? To those of you who attended the previous services, you're not part of this. All right, you might be here for that, but no. I'd like to throw the first question. Are you ready? Hello, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's check it out. We'll get the first prize. I have the prizes here with me. All right, to get chocolates and shirt. Okay. All right. Pag medyo masikip to, we'll make sure you have the right size, okay? First one, what is the longest chapter in the Bible? The longest chapter in the Bible. The guy over there, can you come over here? All right, can you come over here? Come on. Can I, the microphone, please. What's your name, my friend? What's your name? Oh, parang bigla. Oh, ha? Huh? Ruben. Ruel. Ruel, lapit ka. Huwag kang matakot sa akin. Okay. Okay. Ruel, dito ka. Ruben pala. Ruben, di ba? Ha? Huh? Ah, Ruel. Okay, Ruel, dito ka. Tingin sa camera. Ayun, kita-kita tayo ng mundo. So, hi ka muna. Hi, hi. Ayun. Ayos. Okay. Sumpumate. Ah, hindi naman. Ayaw mo pumate.
Si Kera, yun na lang po.
Taka. Batiin mo, sige.
Bat si Kera, yan.
Hello. Ulit. Sino gusto mong batiin?
Si Kuya Ryan.
Okay, batiin mo si Ryan. Kuya Ryan, ay. Ayun, alright. Kuya Ryan, nanonood ka dyan, ha? Nandito ka dapat sa service. Alright. Sige. Well, anong answer mo? What's the longest chapter in the Bible?
Psalm?
Ano?
Psalm
119. O 190? Kasi mataas yung 190, di ba? Ano? Ano? 190? O 119? 119. Okay. Psalm 119 ba?
Yes!
Yo, palakpakan naman natin si Rowell. Grabe. Congratulations, ha? Oh, pero mamaya mo kainin, ha? Okay, great. Si Ryan. Ryan! Alright, saan ka man nandun? Okay, nasa kids church. Okay, ito naman. What is the shortest verse in the Bible? Uy! Alam mo? All right, dito tayo. What's your name again? Uy, parang teacher, parang ang dami makilala. What's your name?
Leo po, Leo.
Leo, anong Yuri?
Leo Ray.
Leo Ray, okay, Leo. All right. Di gusto kong batiyan, Leo.
Binabati ko leader ko.
Ah, binabati mo yung leader mo, sino leader mo?
Yung Ma'am Liza.
Yung Ma'am Liza, Liza, nasa ka dyan. Buhay na si Liza? Hindi, ayun, doon si Liza. Okay, wala. Okay, sige. Para kay Ma'am Liza. Lire, what's the shortest?
John 11:35. Jesus wept.
Uy! Jesus wept. Tama ba yan, Pastor Alfred? Tama? Palakpakan naman sa Lire. Congratulations. Ayos, thank you. Alright, ito. Dito tayo nagkakaanuhan. Alright? Alright. So yung shirt na to? Ha? Wala ba kayong shirt? Okay, great. Sige, ito naman. Who wrote the book of Acts? And who wrote the book of Acts? And to whom did this author wrote it?
Come on, you can do it.
Uy! Tagtas ka ba ng kamay? Sige, you wanna stand up? Really? Oh, you're wearing another shirt. You wanna have another shirt? Like, can you come over? Are you sure? Okay. Who wrote the book of Acts? All right, and to whom? To whom, ha? Dalawang answer yon. To whom did this author wrote it? What's your name?
Lady.
Lady what? Lady Gag?
Benaventura.
Ha?
Lady Benaventura.
Lady Benaventura. Okay. Hindi, ano, kung sino lady. All right. Lady Benaventura, what's your answer? To whom? Who's the author of the book of Acts?
Luke.
Oh, Luke? Hindi ba si Paul? Sinasabing Paul? Paul. Sinasabing Paul? Ha? Tama, Luke. Alright. Mali yung po, Luke. To whom did Luke wrote this book?
Kay Theopilus.
Ang galing naman, ladies and gentlemen. Palakpakan naman natin si Lady. Great. Ayos. Kasa ba yun sa'yo, Kasa? Tingnan mo nga, Kasa. Hindi po, okay. Pakibigay, pakibalik kay Miss Yvette para paltan niya. Palakpakan natin si Lady again. Great. Grabe. One more? One more? Are you sure? You want one more? Sige, wala na. Wala na tayong time eh. Ano daw? Yung iPhone? iPhone. Okay. Well, anyway, let me just, you know, a lot of people today are looking for real answers and they're looking for real change. In fact, a lot of people are really crying out deep within that, where's this change going to come? When will I experience this change that lots of people are looking for? And we could see people started to look at different ways. And let me share to you three kinds of change. Number one, we call, there's a word that we'd say a what you call conform. Everybody say conform. Conform is the kind of change wherein you get out of the Philippines. Probably you have a work in Singapore or somewhere, you know, a different place where there is such a different rules and regulation. Like, for instance, I've been to the United States and I drove, right, for a long time, 12 hours. And in the States, hindi ka pwedeng magsiksag to yung kind of pag nagda-drive tayo dito sa Metro East, dyan sa Marcos Highway, hindi pwedeng, diba, urong-sulong na talagang anytime pwede ka sumingit. Kung hindi, diba, you'll be scolded. It's really strict there. And somehow, when we started to, diba, to ourselves transfer to a different place, and the way the rules and regulation goes, we basically conform ourselves. And that is what you call change. Basically, it's external. It focuses on the external. There's another change where we could say reform, wherein, like in our own nation, huwag naman tayo pumunta sa ibang bansa, pero dito sa nation natin, ilang beses na tayo po nagpalit ng presidente, hindi po ba? Different administration, different kinds of leadership style and all that, and people are still not content and they still look forward to a different kind of leadership, and they're looking for a change, a real and genuine change, where people would say, if you'll elect me, I'll bring you that kind of change. And true enough, it's not enough. Why? Because even though you change the structure, you change the system, it doesn't guarantee real and genuine change. There's another kind of change, which we call it transform, where we get from Romans chapter 12, that says transformation or transform really come from the word metamorpho, where we get the word metamorphosis, all right, that it speaks of a caterpillar changing to a butterfly. And transformation happens, and it starts right there in our hearts from within, going from outside. And that is the kind of change that we all look into. The Bible tells us that the background that we just read about the book of Jeremiah was there was a false prophet. God raised up Jeremiah to warn the people that they need to change, that they need to turn to the Lord. But instead, they keep on disobeying. They keep on doing wicked things. They know it's not right to do stuff, but they still end up doing it. And so because of that, there was false prophets that arise from the time of Jeremiah. And because of those false prophets, they started to prophesy the things that God never said to prophesy. They started to tell words that it's really not from God. Hello, it sounds familiar nowadays, where sometimes religions and other men out there who claim to be right and trying to quote the scripture saying, hey, look, this is what I dreamt of. This is what the word of God says. I'm a prophet and all that, self-proclaimed prophet. How would you really know if a person has really come from God? Because those prophets prophesize words such as that brings deception. It's fine. It's fine to sin. It's okay to disobey the Lord. And even though you disobey the Lord, you still experience tremendous peace in your life and prosperity. How many feel that's totally different from what the word of God says? There are words which says, hey, look, there's false hopes, false visions, false peace. And so God has sent Jeremiah to counterattack that. And so nowadays, people are like that. They would claim, hey, look, I have the word of truth. Yung iba nga, nagtitirahan pa, talagang they will lambast and get God's word, try to tell that, hey, look, we are the truth. Listen to this. You don't have to defend the truth. The truth will always remains the truth. Whatever we do in life, the truth is always the truth. And it should come from God's word. The question is, how would you know it's really from God? Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 18 speaks about that. It says, but which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or to hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? First, to understand, there should be a counsel from God. You should be the one who should listen to God. And you don't just abruptly or do in ways that, hey, look, I received from the God, I received from the Lord, and this is what the word of God says. You know what? Sometimes how can people believe if you quote the scriptures and yet there is no affirmation and confirmation by others? I remember one time there was a guy who just approached me, and I asked the person, is this your first time, or have you come from? No, Pastor, we've been attending here, and Pastor, you know, I believe the Lord is leading us. The Lord is leading us in this very place. Oh, really? And so, where you guys come from? Well, we're from the other church, somewhere in Marikina. Ah, okay. And so, how would you know that the Lord is leading you? Kasi ang ganda rito, air condition, ganda ng sounds, ang ganda ng praise and worship. Oh, really? So, do you think that's God? And here's the question. And I said, does your pastor knows that you're here attending our church? No? He said, you know what? I'm kind of scared for this guy, because the guy quoted saying, hey, look, it's God leading me here. At the back of my mind, what if we don't meet up right here anymore? What if we meet up somewhere in Marikina River? Would you still be part of this church? What if we started meeting somewhere that there's no air condition? Would you say this is really God? Are you quoting God simply because of the place that God has given us? Are you getting the point here? And I said, you know what? I suggest you go back to your church. You know, serve your pastor and be a blessing. Who knows? I mean, you can bring such tremendous change in the things that you said. Please do that. You know, I'm concerned about it because I'm a pastor too. Please go back to your church and be a blessing. It's hard to mention and quote, it's God's, or the Lord is leading me, I received the word from the Lord. It can't be like that. The Bible says there should be a counsel from the Lord. You got to listen the way God wanted to. God's word is so powerful. And the Bible tells us right there that the word of God is like a fire and a hammer. And so, when you say fire, it has many usage. Diba? Pag sinabi mong fire, diba, maminsan nakatakot pag sunog, diba? Kasi pag sunog yan, alam mo, diba, yung bahay mo, yung properties mo, pag nakasunog, di, wala na, mawawala na yung mga properties mo. Lahat kung pwede mong dalhin sa labas, pwede mong isave. Kasi pag may sunog, lahat yan, wipe out. Am I right? And true enough, you know, the word is like that. The word of God is like a fire. If you don't use that properly, it could bring destruction on people. It could break up destiny. It could break up marriages. It could break up whatever you're into. Are you here with me? The word of God also, fire, also can bring what? Can bring comfort. It can bring healing. It can bring what? It can bring light and heat. Question is, how can God's word, like a fire, bring lasting change? Bring transformation. How can the fire of God's word bring lasting change? In fact, I would like to ask you, how many of you want change, wants transformation in our lives? Lift up your hands. If you really want, then we could learn from this. How can we bring the fire of God's word, bring change? Here's number one. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Here's what it says. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words, right? It's God speaking. Make my words in your mouth a fire. And this people, the wood, it consumes. The word of God can burn up things. The word of God can consume things in our life. Here's the bottom line. Here's the point. If the word of God consumes and burns, what are the things in our lives, issues in our lives that we need to bring the word of God, for the word of God to consume, for the word of God to destroy? Like certain bad habits, How can the word of God be like a fire that you could penetrate and consumes? Because number one, the fire of God's word penetrates in us. Are you here with me? There are probably wrong mindsets, wrong attitudes, wrong priorities, wrong relationships. Di natin pwedeng paglaban. Andito pa din natin pwedeng ipilit yung kagustuhan mo sa kagustuhan ni God. Are you here with me? Because the God will expose everything. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, here's what it says. The word of God is living and active. It is alive and it's powerful. In other translation, miski po natutulog tayo yung word ni God. Okay? It's active. Gumagalaw yung word ni God. Alright? Hindi patay, hindi stagnant. It says there, sharper than any double-edged sword. It's like a sword, but it's sharper. Why it's sharper? Because the word of God, what? A fire, a sword, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirits, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitude of the heart. Verse 13, it says here, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom He must give an account. Everybody listen up. You can't run away and hide things from God. Do you think you can get away from a life that is living an idolatrous life? What do you mean, Pastor Mark, idolatry? I'm reading my Bible. I'm serving God. What do you mean, idolatry? There's no idols in my heart. Oh, really? What about this? What about if God, for example, took away your job? Will you be shaken? If you started to be shaken and basically have such effect on your life, listen, that could be an idol in your heart. What about if false relationships started to come? That you know it's not from God and you still pursue. Is God reigning in the hearts of a person? I remember one time a guy who says, I asked the question, is this relationship from God? Yeah, you know, I forgive na ako ni God. Ano ginagawa ako? You know, I believe this is from God. You know what? I took my eyeglasses, look at him straight in the eyes and says, look at me, eyeball to eyeball. Are you living pure and holy life? And he can't look at me. He can't look straight in my eyes. You cannot fake it, my friend. God can expose whatever that is hidden. Because the word of God is like a fire that penetrates within us. There might be what? Wrong relationships. Wrong priorities. Yesterday, we had a great time with our parenting. How many of you attended the parenting seminar yesterday? You know, I salute the people. Some of them just came from work, have an excuse with their work just to attend a parenting seminar. And the way we do parenting is simply what? The way our parents did it to us. And somehow we don't have any idea what the Bible would speak according to God's ways in bringing up a child and training up the child. The way he should go. There is a way. Not man's ways, not the parents' ways, not anybody's ways, not the world's ways or the standards. It's basically the way that is found right here for us to see a godly family, a godly heritage. It's right here. And I was telling the guy, I say, look, for us to see change, the parents needs to change. Our kids are a reflection of who they are. And that's why we got to do this right. So it's so important. The fire of God's word penetrates in us. What else? The fire of God's word brings healing. Some of you here, you can't fake it, but you're wounded. There's pain in your heart. You're bleeding. You're crying out for help. As if when you talk to a person, as if everything's fine, but deep within you, you're hurting. You're wondering. Guess what, my friend? I have a good news for you. The word of God can bring healing into a life that has been oppressed, depressed. Hello, whatever situation you're into. Maybe there are abuses, verbal abuse. There's emotional wounds. It can bring healing because the fire of God's word can bring what? Healing. It could dry up wounds and can restore you. Are you here with me? Number two, the fire of God's word penetrates passion. Jeremiah 20, verse 19. Here's what it says. I will not mention him or speak any more of his name. Here's Jeremiah saying, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. In other translation, here's what it says. If I say I won't mention him or speak any longer in his name, his message becomes a what? A fire burning in my heart, shut up in my bones. I become tired of holding it in and I cannot prevail. Think about this. He can't help himself speaking God's word. Why? Because the word of God is like a fire that burns inside of his heart. That what, even though I can't speak, no, I can't help myself. I can't control it. I have to speak God's word that I receive from the Lord. Are you here with me? Maybe siguro some of you here, nanlalamig ka na, hindi ka tulad ka nung dati, nung bagong Kristiyano ka na, talagang on fire ka. Kahit anong mangyari, Lord, ako para ako sa inyo, Lord. Sa inyo lang, yung puso ko para sa inyo. Pero may dumating lang. Ano pare, babae lang? Ano lalaki lang? Pinagpalit mo na si Lord? Ano yung trabaho? Pinagpalit mo na si Lord? Pinagpalit mo na yung pamilya mo? And then you don't know where you... Let me tell you, the fire of God generates passion. Yung mga sa inyo na nanlalamig, o mga lukewarm, I have a good news for you today. The fire of God can create passion. Are you here with me? There was one guy I remember. I've been telling my staff. A guy, I was just young in the Lord. I was in UST, all right, playing basketball. This guy says, alam mo Mark, umpisa lang yan. Ganyan din ako nung bago akong Kristiyano. Umpisa lang yan, pare, bibigay ka rin. When I heard that, I turned around and talked to God and said, Jesus, I'm not going to be like what that guy said. Never. I'm not going to allow that kind of thing that he says. From that day on, never. I'm serving God. My priority is right. Not for my own self-righteousness, but because of what Christ has done in my life. Nanghihina ka, pare, the word of God can generate passion. Here's what the word of God says in Psalm 39. 34 verse 3. My heart grew hot within me as I meditated. The fire burned and I spoke with my tongue. When he started to meditate, his heart started to grow and the fire burned. And look, I can't help but speak God's word. I can't tolerate compromise. I have to say something. Are you that kind of Christian? Are you the kind of disciple who's burning your hearts, the very purpose of God, no matter what, no compromise. I'm going to pursue what God has called me to do. No way, it is for God. And Lord, my fire is burning inside of me. It's the word of God that causes you to be passionate. You want to be bold? Let the word of God permeate your heart and put such fire in you that you could be changed. Are you here with me? The fire of God's word generates passion. Here's what happened. In Luke chapter 24, verse 32, even the disciples, when they encountered Jesus, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us? He refers to Jesus on the road and opened the scripture to us. How many of you believe that time that they were so down, they were so discouraged? When Jesus died, when Jesus appeared, they didn't even recognize. When Jesus started to talk to them, there was fire that came within them. And they were so bold after that when he encountered Christ. Another scripture in Acts chapter 6. The word spreads like wildfire. Sabi po ng Bible, so the word of God spread. When it started to spread out, what happens? The number of disciples in Jerusalem, what? Increase? How many of you wants to see this? How many of you wants to see an increase of disciples here in Metro East? It's not just Victory, Bread of Life, JIL, all the churches will experience tremendous growth. People are getting saved. There's harvest of people coming. You want to see that? Here's what the Bible says. The Word of God spread. It can spread depending on us. It could spread depending if you started reaching out. The spread, the fire of God's Word spread like a fire. And a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. There was transformation that took place because of the fire of God's Word permeated their hearts. What else? Number three. Jeremiah 23 verse 21. NET Bible says, my message is like a fire that purges dross. It is like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. I, the Lord, so affirm it. Number three, the fire of God, the fire of God's Word purifies us. You want transformation? Then let the Word of God purifies those drosses. Like Psalm 12 verse 6. Sabi po ng Bible dito, and the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified 7 times. God wants to burn those dross, remove those drosses, our defilement. In fact, the word pure means clean. The word pure means what? Completely clean, free, clear from mixture, separate from extraneous matter. That's why Christians are not supposed to be common. God called us to be holy. Hello? You're a holy man of God, every single one of us. That's why God wants to see the difference. We are separated from the world. The world. And God wants to use for people to see the difference. Why? Question is, in this world which is full of impurities, unholiness, wickedness, immorality, can we still live life that is pure and holy? Can we? Well, let's check out what the Psalm 119 says. Psalm 119 says, verse 9, how can a young man keep his way pure? How many young men do we have here in the house? Young men, listen up. How many single people, lift up your hands? Single people, lift up your hands. Okay, how many married people, young men like me, all right? We're still young, all right? Lift up your hands, all right? Randall, how old are you? All right. Alfred, you're raising up your hand, Pastor Alfred? You're younger. Yeah. May the mercy of God be upon you, bro. All right. Let the fire of God. All right. How can a young man, every man in the house today, even the women, how can you keep his way pure? Can we live pure and holy life? By living according to your word. If you live in this word, listen to this. They will see the difference. Why can you be insecure when you are secure in the love of God? Why are you looking for those relationships? Dahil binigyan ka ng chocolate. Hello, dinaka ka sa chocolate. Dinaka ka sa pag-Facebook. Ha, nginitian ka. Hello? Yun lang? Namove na emotion. Hey. Oh, I like you. I want you. You know, last Monday, let me share this. Last Monday, you know, I did a wedding. Is June and Elsa here? All right. I did a wedding. It was their 25th wedding anniversary. And it was a renewal of vows, no? And so, yung mga invited po, mga medyo damatans na ng konti. Okay, medyo nasa 50 above. All right? One of the principal sponsors, si Mayor Fred Lim. And so, when I came in, syempre, I'm part of the entourage. I'll be the one who's going to do the wedding. Everybody was looking at me parang, all right, medyo damatans, mga... And so I went to Mayor Fred Lim, said, Mayor Fred, what's up? Mayor Fred. Mayor Fred. Mayor Fred. ano, siga talaga. Talagang kamay-kama, di ba tawag doon? Iron fist, ha? Kabay na, kamaong. Kamay na bakal. Kamay kamaong. Okay. Pakitanggal lang, ha? Pakitalit, ha? Sa podcast. All right. Kamay na bakal. All right. Talaga serious. And so I started sharing God's word, all right? I shared about, got a revelation about divorce. So I was talking about how God put a man and woman together. So I started sharing. And you could see that, you know, the faces of the entourage and all the people, the principals were, they were smiling. And I look at the Mayor Fred Limbs. I look at him, guess what? Yung pagkaseryoso, nakangiti si Mayor Fred Lim. And it was, I could say the presence of God was there. And after that, people were crying and people, there was, God's presence was there. And it's not me. It's the word of God that gave them the revelation that caused them to think differently about marriage. That it's possible after 25 years, man and a woman could still burn in passion loving one another. If you're not 25 years yet and your marriage is kind of, let me tell you, the word of God can penetrate your life and it could bring restoration. Can you say amen? Let me jump into here. What's the point of all this? We need to crave for God's word. In fact, as we crave, craving for God's word brings genuine transformation. I want to say that again. Craving for God's word brings genuine transformation. Pastor Alfred talks about the one that you need to log in and check out about the word crave. Our purpose is for us to rely on God's word, that we will never live this world without this. Heaven and earth will perish, but my word will not. The word is a lamp unto my feet. It brings direction. Whatever your need is, the word of God is like a fire that penetrates, that generates passion, that purifies us from all the drosses in the past. Crave for God's word brings genuine transformation. As I end today, John chapter 5, verse 39 says, "You diligently study the scripture," Jesus says, "because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me." And he said, "Yet you refuse to come to me to have life." You know, there's a lot of self-help books that you could, psychological books, the kind of books that will inspire you, encourage you, that for you to change. But let me tell you this, this word could be a self-help book that is based on human understanding. If you're not going to take this carefully, the word of God says it brings transformation. Why? It's not just the content, but the source of this book, because of the man of this book, that you can actually quote scripture. You can actually, basically, probably for many years of being a Christian, ang dami nyo nang alam. Pero para hindi paramihan ang alam to eh. It's how we obey God's word. It's how we submit our lives daily. That as a follower for Christ, we carry our cross every single day. It's having an encounter with the man of the scripture that you can actually open this book. And yet, there's no life. There's no genuine change. That's why we crave for God's word, because it brings genuine and lasting transformation. Can we just bow our heads right now as we end this message? Lord, thank you for this moment. Thank you for everyone who's here today. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, thank you for the word of God. Lord, we just say thank you that apart from you, Lord, apart from the word of God in our lives, we'll not be here. But it was your word, Lord God, that creates passion, that generates passion. And maybe, Lord, at this moment, there are people, Father God, who's striving, who has lost that fire, Lord. And they're asking, Lord God, give me that kind of passion once again. Lord, let my heart burn once again, Lord God. Lord, I want my heart only to be you. You know what's going on in my heart, Lord. You know what's going on in my mind. And sometimes I strive. Sometimes, Lord God, I struggle. Because, Lord God, I know the Word of God is not enough in my heart. If you're here today, you're asking, Lord, I pray for more of you. Lord, I pray for more of God's Word, Lord. That I realize it's the Word of God that transforms me. It's the Word of God that generates genuine and lasting transformation. If you're that person, would you lift up your hands? I want to pray for a crave of God's Word in your heart. Lift up your hands and you're saying, Lord God, I pray of more of you, more of the Word of God. Lord, I pray for every person's hands are lifted up. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you deal with issues of compromises, Lord, because of your Word that will be the one to break and consume those drosses, Father God. Maybe, Lord God, issues of habits, maybe issues of mindsets, priorities, Lord God, sinful ways. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, let the Word of God permeates, transforms, purifies us. Lord, I pray, give us once again the first love of reading and meditating and studying God's Word, encountering the man Christ. It's through Jesus, the reason why we're here. Father, we thank you for this moment.